A resolution to mitigate conflict between dog owners and trappers is likely to pass during tonight's regular Fairbanks Borough Assembly meeting. It will establish two new areas for dog training within the borough. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, it's a resolution that took 2 years worth of discussion between the Alaska Trappers Association and the Borough Trails Commission.
The resolution designates the Iceberg Recreation Area in Northwest Fairbanks, as well as an area directly south of Salsha Elementary School, as places where people can free run their dogs. Resolution sponsor and Fairbanks North Star Borough Assemblyman Carl Castle says the borough is not creating two new dog parks, however. Instead, he says the areas will be set up specifically for canine training.
People training dogs off-leash, things like hunting dogs and search and rescue dogs that need to free run in order to perform their duties, and obviously need to free run if they're going to be trained properly to do their duties. So to do that in an area safely, you really want to be confident there aren't a lot of traps set in those areas where the dogs are running loose.
Castle serves as a liaison between the Assembly and the Borough's Trails Advisory Commission. He says the resolution will not put an end to trapping within the borough.
Trapping and the regulation of trapping is a fish and game regulation, not a borough function. And so we're not trying to regulate trapping. The intention here is to not have any significant adverse effect on any existing activities that are going on, and also use this as a tool to educate the public a little bit more.
The resolution doesn't make mention of sled dogs, but Castle says that's because the designated training areas aren't large enough for activities like mushing and ski-joring.
Typically, a dog team would train longer miles, and they may pass through these areas. A 100-mile loop trail goes through Iceberg Recreation Area, so somebody may go through the area while they're training dogs, but they would be outside of these areas for more time than they would be within these areas.
The resolution also doesn't mention other popular trail systems in the borough where both recreation and trapping take place. Melissa Head is a longtime borough resident. She lost her dog to a trap near the Goldstream Valley last winter. She supports the resolution, but she says it doesn't go far enough.
Well, it represents a lot of work that was done between the Alaska Trappers Association and the Trails Advisory Committee. But it's not just enough to say that certain areas are off limits. Dog owners can encounter traps almost anywhere in the borough, and often in trails, on the edge of trails, where even leash dogs can be harmed.
Pete Buist is a lifelong trapper and a former president of the Alaska Trappers Association. He says most conflicts between dog owners and trappers are not the fault of trappers.
It will be an ongoing problem until the dog owners start obeying the law.
Borough code does prohibit running dogs off leash, but there is a section in that code that allows for off leash training. Buist says he understands the resolution is the best option for compromise between all concerned parties.
We are willing to give up some ground that it would otherwise be legal for trapping because, you know, we're trappers who are your friends and neighbors, and the Alaska Trappers Association is the organized version of that. We still share some concern, obviously, that while training off-leash is allowed, there are probably going to be people there who just go and let dogs run loose.
ATA members have agreed to voluntarily curtail trapping in the designated dog training areas. Carl Castle says enforcement will fall under the responsibility of the borough administration. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.